This podcast was made possible by an anonymous Irvingtonian and by our primary sponsor, Artisan Realtors, your Irvington real estate source.
Well, welcome once again to Firehouse Irvington, and this time around, we're outdoors in Irvington. Oftentimes, we're in the friendly confines of Coal Yard Coffee, or every once in a while, we'll find our way up to the Black Acre, which is a great place, by the way, to do a podcast. But today, we find ourselves in beautiful Ellenberger Park. It really is. This is one of the great gems of the parks systems here in Indianapolis. And today, it is another edition of the Irvington Farmers Market. And I understand today we'll probably have, I would use the word several hundred people will wander through here. It's one of the few markets that actually conducts itself on Sunday. So it makes a very nice, accessible market experience for those that have to work during the weekdays or even have to work on Saturday. We have a couple of special guests we'll be talking to, and if we get some time, we'll be talking to some of the vendors here at the Irvington Farmers Market. Joining us is Dawn Briggs. Dawn, she just recently had knee surgery, and I thought that you'd been injured working out with the Colts, but it turns out you've had knee replacement surgery, so you're just to be up and around is very positive.
Well, to be with you, why wouldn't I be up and around?
You make it sound like being on this podcast is fun.
It is
when
fun.
We know that we're going to be grilling the guests and getting the real answers. We're like, we're that podcast.
No, we're grilling Nina. I'm your old friend. I'm with you.
There we go.
I don't care to be grilled.
Our
either.
Special guest, Nina, will be on here in just a minute. She is part, of course, of the Irvington Garden Club. And Dawn, I have been pleasantly surprised as I continue to do research on Irvington, but the Irvington Garden Club crops up quite a bit. You guys are very, very active in helping keep Irvington the community that it is.
We are. You know, we were founded in 1998. Paula Rominger Lewis put an ad in the East Side paper and said she was looking for people who were like-minded that wanted to beautify this historic neighborhood. And about 28 people met on that first day in 1998, and we had all kinds of ideas of what we wanted to do, and Paula spent the whole time shaking her head saying, yes, we can do it. And we became one of the five families of Irvington, you know, the development organization, the community council, the historic society, the landmarks, and the garden club. We're all very active in really helping to do things in the neighborhood to bring people in and show them the beauty of it.
Well, just driving into the farmers market, you get a real flavor and taste of how very interesting, diverse, and architecturally unique Irvington is. I mean, it just has a feel unto itself. I always enjoyed Ellenberger Park. This is the first place my brothers and I learned how to go down a hill with a sled. And here in Indiana, we're pretty flat, so this is one of the few parks in Indiana that actually has a hill of some sort in it. And Ellenberger is a park that really is, just has a long history here in Indianapolis. This park goes back all the way to the 30s, I believe, doesn't it?
Right. It's the Kessler. It was a Kessler plan park. And we're really lucky. The Parks Department is such a great partner in this event. You know, we started this market and on the grounds of the old Brown Branch Library. And a gentleman just walked up to show me his knee scar, and it looks darn good.
Well, I think he does play for the Colts. But just a few years ago, yeah.
He's simpatico
for
me. A
few years back, yeah.
And our first market was on the Brown Branch Library, so it was on that hot pavement. And we had about five vendors, and it was just a dreadful day. But we knew we wanted to have a market on Sunday to give many vendors the opportunity to come out and yet another day. You know, to sell their wares, because a lot of these folks, that's their livelihood. They go from market to market. So we thought if we could offer them another day, it would be great. But then we were trying to figure out where to have it, and the Parks Department stepped up, and they have been such a great partner. And I think really, this brings so many people to the park who maybe didn't even know about Ellenberger Park and what a lovely place it is.
Well, and what makes this nice as well is, as you said, some of these vendors could participate at another market on Saturday, then come over here. So that actually enriches the vendor base for a farmer's market, because farmer's markets have become the new hip cool thing. So it's good that Irvington has one. But as you said, sometimes you can go to a farmer's market and you go, is that all there is? And instead of promoting amongst your cronies and peers and stuff, you go, ah, it's not worth it. So I think it's very cool. Your vendors here, it's amazing, actually. I didn't know what to expect when I first pulled up.
It is amazing. You know, in the early days of the market, my partner was Marcia Doty, and she is a brilliant woman. She's since moved to another state with her husband. But she was pretty brilliant, and we had one vendor, Ross Ferris, who has since passed on, but he was a good vendor, and he had lots of ideas. He helped us actually lay out the contract that we are still using today. And some of these vendors that you see have been with us all 19 years. It's been amazing. Almost all the produce vendors have been here for 19 years.
Well, speaking of produce, one of the hot-button topics that's going on right now in the city of Indianapolis as the mayoral race heats up is the idea of a food desert. And sometimes you have to describe what that is for people, but we have lived here in a great community where there were a number of, well, there was one chain in particular that has since gone out of business, but it was not a very far visit to go to a full-size grocery store. Mm-hmm. When that chain closed down, nobody really jumped up to take advantage of the void left by that. In fact, many of the large grocery store chains that are present in central Indiana have had to, because they have market pressures as well, even Amazon is selling groceries, so they've had to tighten their own belts. There haven't been any new large grocery stores built in this community for a while, so it is encouraging that you could come to this farmer's market, get fresh produce, and there's even vendors that sell meat products as well. So that is something that actually is at this point very much needed because of the food desert situation.
It is. You know, when we developed this, we worked with the WIC program to make sure that we were able to be accessible for all people. So the WIC program actually always used to have a booth at our market. And then it's interesting, I'm now seeing some offshoot markets on Wednesdays here in Irvington. And it's great to have that so people then can get their fresh produce on another day also.
I know you've been very involved in keeping Irvington a thriving community. What have you heard about the potential of keeping large grocery stores nearby? I know we had a show dedicated to just the Irving. Is it the Irving Plaza or Irvington Plaza?
Irving Plaza.
Irving, okay, because I know around here sometimes the ton just gets added anyway.
Yeah.
But the Irving Plaza, they had to address the issue that the city's going to have to come in and sort of rethink how they do that because much of it is emptied out. But there was a very large Marsh grocery store that once that went out, that really put some pressure on the community of Irvington, because where do you go now to shop for groceries?
Right. And we do have a little grocery store in downtown area Irvington next to the Mug restaurant. We have a little grocery store that people certainly visit, and they've got a lot of great products, but most people are having to go to one of the Krogers, either at Linwood or at 10th Street, although it's amazing how many people really go to the Southside Krogers. And
right.
A lot of people go downtown to Whole Foods. So, I mean, it's not accessible for everyone, though, people who don't have transportation.
Well, that's kind of what I was alluding to, is that, you know, the buses run fairly regularly down Washington Street. So if you were near Washington Street, living in Irvington, you could go to that Marsh, and unfortunately that is not available to you.
Right.
And, you know, every community is currently dealing with this issue, but I just think it's interesting to hear more about it. And that's why I've always been pleased that the farmer's market concept has become as strong as it has. We've always heard shop local, and this is the very epitome of shop local. I mean, all these vendors are within 75 miles of this area.
Farm to table.
Yeah, and that's another aspect as well, the farm-to-table concept.
You know, that was an important thing when Marcia and I, our mission when we first started this was we wanted to bring an event to the community that people could come to, they could buy fresh food, flowers, we could bring in our neighbors because, as you know, Irvington was really an artist colony at one point. And we have so many creative neighbors, and we wanted to figure out ways to bring those neighbors in, too, to make everything connect. And so it was pretty exciting on the first market to get about 15 vendors. You know, we tend to run about 80 now, but when Marcia and I first started it, I thought we were going to kiss each vendor when they came in. We were so blessedly excited to see it. And the turnout has always been so marvelous. And it's really due to the dedication of the Garden Club that continues to run this. And it's often people say, oh, do it more often, do it more often. It's Herculean, really, to run an event like this, you know, because we have to partner with the parks. We have to make sure the park is available. They know we're always the second Sunday of the month, noon to 3 at the northwest corner of Ellenberger Park. They know that. But, you know, there's things to jump through, and we have to make sure the Board of Health is aware because it's really important to us to make sure that the people who are providing food for our neighbors aren't poisoning them.
Oh, sure.
So we're pretty adamant about meeting with the Board of Health, and that was overwhelming in the early days of the market, too.
Yeah, there's a lot to be thought through when you put these events on. But the net result is the community gets an amazing farmers market. I mean, this really is probably the finest one I've seen in central Indiana.
Well, it has been voted that.
I just wanted to jump in also. Yes, we do have, obviously, a fabulous farmers market. But on the thing about people often do ask, why don't you run it more often? And certainly things that you talked about were critical. But, you know, this is an all-volunteer group that runs this, and if we had oodles of people, we could maybe run it more often, but we do what we can. Once a month, we try to provide a great, like you say, it is an event.
It is.
For the Irvington community and hopefully beyond.
And that is the voice of Nina, who is with us from the Irvington Garden Club, and we're being told by your sisters at the Irvington Garden Clubs, because they want to hear, Nina, what you have to say. I'm going to guess when you're in the booth with them all afternoon, they've heard plenty of what you have to say.
Well, probably more than they want, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, the Irvington Garden Club is an organization which obviously is extremely helpful to Irvington in general, and then specifically this event. Now, you'll go the second Sunday of each month until about when?
Through October.
Okay. Because ironically, as hot as it has been in the summers, our springs and falls have been so extraordinary here in Indiana. I'm so glad to hear you're going in October. In fact, I plan on relishing the October one. I may have to bring out my heavy-duty lawn chair and really relax and
there
get into
go.
It.
There you go. You are more than welcome.
It's good people watching, too. It's a fun place to come and just look at people.
There are. There's a number of people and
beautiful people.
There are beautiful people here, absolutely. This is like if this were held in Beverly Hills, you wouldn't have more attractive people.
Exactly.
Of course not.
Is what we've said.
It's because the people in Irvington are pretty people.
People want to swing by and see Dawn, too. You know that.
Well, of course. She's very popular.
Dawn is, she's magnetic.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I think she was here with her husband, though. We've never grilled him on what the full Dawn experience is like.
Well.
He may have another story to tell.
Yeah, after 36 years, he's probably a little numb to the whole experience.
He's numb. Yeah. So as we look around and see vendors everywhere from the Garden Club just off to our right and tremendous produce, food, and the only thing that I would suggest is it would be great. Is there anybody that's just like regular concession only? You might want to.
As far as.
That just comes out and sells slushies.
Oh, well.
The only reason I mention this is because today's a hot day. And, you know, when they drag disc jockeys out into a hot tent at a farmer's market, we're thinking slushies.
Right.
Well, I'm actually thinking of something a little harder than the slushie.
Oh, well, that we can't do being in a city park, I'm afraid. But we do have both ice cream and icy. Fruit bars, frozen fruit bars here.
I should have gone the front. In fact, there's now officially a line at the frozen fruit bar stand.
It's always very popular, yeah.
I feel confident someone would cut through for you, though, if you really needed it.
Oh, no, yeah, absolutely. Can you imagine? I don't want to violate any of the rules, bylaws of the state of Indiana. You know, that's very strict about this. But Irvington is an experience. This farmer's market is an absolute experience. And Nina, how long have you been involved with the Irvington Garden Club?
Roughly 10 years. I know I was actually lived slightly outside of Irvington for about 10 years. And as a matter of fact, I just perchance attended the very first Irvington Farmers Market when it was in the Brown Library parking lot.
Which we thought was so ironic when we found that out.
And I didn't realize it had only been there 1 year, and I remember very clearly hitting that. But at any rate, so about 10 years since I moved into Irvington proper and joined the garden club within the first year and have been helping run this market, amongst other things that the garden clubs does ever since.
You know, that is something important you bring up, among other things. This garden club, one of our early mottos was, this ain't your mama's garden club. We planted over 1,000 trees in this community. The urns at Washington and Arlington, we maintain several public space gardens. So we've really been active and partnered with every organization. But we also have been really a standalone organization that's invested, and I don't know what the number is now. Back in my days, we had invested $261,000 in this neighborhood. And that's pretty good for a lot of little old ladies with white gloves gardening.
I think it's sensational, and I think it's a testament to how beautiful Irvington looks. And I know that you guys are involved in so many activities here, one of them being the concerts on the Circle. They're off, isn't that just off Audubon, the South Circle?
Well, that's actually Sue Beecher's group, the Friends of Irving Circle,
okay.
But we partner with them also. You know, I hate the word incestuous, but our organizations are so
true.
Woven
we
together.
We are very interlocked.
A really good friend of ours, Scott Drum, used to say that the same $100 passes from each organization. Here, I'll give you $100 to do this. Oh, Garden Club, we'll give you $100 to plant this. So we are so woven together, and many people sit on same boards. Sue Beecher is a perfect example. She sits on three boards. Just because we're able to look at greater good issues when we're all connected and see what's the most important thing to do.
Yeah, and I would like to add that the income that we generate from this market...
Minimal.
Actually, at this point in time, we do make money. But that money, for the most part, goes right back into the Irvington community.
Well, and that's the very positive thing. That's what I was kind of trying to allude to, especially with the public plantings and things like that that you do, because Irvington is a beautiful community. It's a standalone community, and you can tell that there's care and love when you drive through.
Yep.
And I'm going to guess you guys are more than partially responsible for that.
I would say so. The latest project we're slowly working on, if you drove along Pleasant Run Parkway starting at Arlington, you might have noticed a lot of daffodils blooming along the road, and that is an ongoing project. We're trying to plant all the way from Arlington to Emerson, and we put in 1,000 or 2,000 bulbs each spring for the last 2 years.
It's beautiful, too. It's a pretty display. Did you partner with Keep Indianapolis Beautiful on that one?
Not on that one, no. We just basically with the Parks Department, I mean, because a lot of it is, or the city, it's basically non-private ownership land that we're planting them on.
And so when you plant all those bulbs, don't you usually post a memo to all the squirrels that there are no bulbs here? So don't look. Don't don't do any digging. You'll be fine.
Luckily, squirrels don't care about daffodils as much as they do, say, tulips.
Yeah, they love tulips.
Yeah, I was going to say it because I've always heard that, and you guys know your plants and flowers better than I, but when it comes to bulb planting, I've actually heard people, they're on their hands and knees planting bulbs, look to their left, about 75 feet, and there's a squirrel already working on the bulb you just planted.
There are some things they do love, but...
Tulips must be tasty.
Tulips
must
and
be.
Crocuses both.
You know, I did mention Keep Indianapolis Beautiful, and it's interesting. They have been a strong partner for us. All 1,000 trees that we planted in my time in the garden club were planted with Keep Indianapolis Beautiful, and... one of our newer members, Charles Miller, is on a mission to plant as many trees as we did under my watch. And so I'm hoping to see another 1,000 trees go in. In fact, 100 trees were planted in this park probably 15 years ago.
Oh, and we just planted about 3 or 4 years ago at the most. We planted several more. I mean, I don't know the exact number. And then there was a thing with Keep Indianapolis Beautiful already this spring, planting some trees.
Well, it's nice, and it makes a difference in communities, and you know, Irvington is blessed by the fact that it being the age that it is, there are a lot of mature trees, but there's always room for more. I very rarely, unless the tree has landed in the middle of your house in a storm, do people say, I don't like trees.
Funny you say that. You know, when we were planting trees, we would go up and knock on doors, and we planted them in the right-of-way between the sidewalk and the street. And one of the things that Keep Indianapolis Beautiful had us do is get the homeowners to say, yes, we'll do deep watering for you. We want that tree there. And every once in a while, I would run across a person who would say, no, they'll leave leaves on my yard. Mm. And I used to be so understanding, and then after a while I became the mean garden lady and would say, okay, well, do me a favor, don't breathe any oxygen next year.
That's
because
right.
But
this tree is going to provide some oxygen, but not for you.
Not for you. Yeah. You know, when Irvington was platted originally, there were usually three trees in that area between the sidewalk and the street, that green area,
right.
Because it's said that we are the most heavily forested urban neighborhood, and we really want to maintain that. So that is so important to us.
Well, Irvington has the look that it has thanks to the Irvington Garden Club. Nina, thank you for coming by.
You're so welcome. I just wanted to put in a little plug for the Garden Club itself. Anybody out there who is interested in joining us, we have meetings basically the last Monday of each month, year-round. In the summer, we actually go to other members' homes and have them in their gardens. And the other months, we have programs at the Irvington Presbyterian Church. And then, of course, we're always happy to have anybody who is interested to help us out with our market and other...
garden tour.
And the garden tour, which we just had, which was actually very successful, probably the second best we've ever had as far as attendance.
And you want to clear up the rumor that the meetings are, quote, out of control, right?
Oh, yeah. We have a little...
That's what I read.
You know, when sometimes maybe the oak... The oak fans go off against the maple tree fans. You know, we might have a little tiff, but no, we really don't get too wild.
Things can get kind of heated there at the Presbyterian Church, I'm going to guess. Yes, absolutely. And Dawn, it's always a pleasure having you on, and thanks for your tireless efforts in helping promote Irvington. I'm excited that we do the podcast. This is the first time we've come out, and we kind of issued a challenge. You know, we said, hey, this is your podcast, Irvington. You've got to come out. Now, we were expecting, 5,000 people that would just stare at us, but we got one or two. So,
with a knee.
Yeah. people are over showing us their scars, and you can't beat that.
They're simpatico with me.
On a nice Sunday afternoon, seeing a few scars here and there. Well, it has been another edition of Firehouse Irvington, a look at Irvington. It's more of a state of mind than a geographical location. We'd like to thank our very good friends, Artisan Realty.
There we
go. Yeah.
And thanks to Gary Rankin. Yeah. But Artisan actually providing the AC power today so that we could actually broadcast in the great outdoors. So we'd like to thank Artisan. They are right there on Washington Street. And if you've ever thought of living in Irvington, and it is a super uber cool place to do, make sure that you go visit Artisan Realtors. They will craft an artistic experience for you. On behalf of the entire crew, Kevin Friedley, who had to set all this stuff up, and of course our special guest today, thank you once again for being part of Firehouse Irvington, and be kind.
Thank you very much.